My father would have liked living in Dillingham. He would have enjoyed the absence of stoplights and Winnebagos, and the low number of stop signs and roads. When I was in my early teens, Dad said, "When Soldotna gets stoplights, it'll be time to move." He failed to smile when he said this. About a decade later, Soldotna did get stoplights. But Dad didn't jerk up the tent stakes. He may have thought about it, but he didn't sell the homestead. He just gritted his teeth as the stoplights multiplied. Chalk it up to inertia, or entrenchment, or whatever. But he and Mom stayed put. Dad used roads, but they weren't a requirement for his happiness. Dad's requirements were more basic. Closeness of family, good food, meaningful work, a slow pace of life, and plenty of good hunting and fishing. In fact, Bristol Bay might have seemed like a paradise to him. Having been raised in a rarely changing blink-and-you're-through-it Indiana town, which to this day still has no stoplights, he simply was no big fan of rapid progress. He liked his development at glacial speed, and he favored narrow country roads. Trails were even better, and plenty of mountains and water and wildlife. Although he preferred human power over mechanized power, he didn't eschew the machine. If Dad had lived in Dillingham, he'd have owned a jet boat, and he'd have befriended pilots. But he'd also have hiked the hills and fished the streams and slogged up the brushy drainages in search of moose and ptarmigan. He might have bemoaned the relative dearth of good hiking trails and may have worked to encourage increased access to the backcountry, but he wouldn't have allowed poor access to diminish his outdoor spirit. He'd have driven Snake Lake Road and hiked the four trails there, Warehouse Mountain, Snake Mountain, China Cap, and Nunavagaluk Overlook. He'd have boated across Alegnagik Lake to climb the Jackknife Mountain Trail and any other trail into the high country that he could find. And he'd have reveled in Wood-Tick-Chick State Park with its gorgeous, rugged peaks and ridgelines, awash in amazing fishing and hunting opportunities. Although he disliked snowmobiles, he might have bought one anyway just to expand his range. Or, perhaps, like me, he'd have owned a pack raft, a mountain bike, cross-country skis, snowshoes, and whatever else he could strap onto or slide over his feet to improve his human-powered progress. In the end, of course, Dad stayed on the Kenai Peninsula, with its road system, its motorhomes, its crowds, its stores that pleased my mother, and its easier access to the backcountry. But it's up to each individual to decide which is better. All that access and the excess that goes with it, or more restricted access, but less of the hustle and bustle. In Dillingham, Dad would have found ways to escape to the wilderness. And, contrary to our history in Soldotna, he would still be waiting for the first stoplight to appear. Now, Mom, on the other hand,